Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hey, what's up? Maybe you can hear me already. That's crazy. That was like a super fast transition away from the Tony Monaco announcement. Let me see. Mic 4, you want to try?
Hello.
I don't know if that's working. Is it?
Is it working? Yes.
Yeah, it looks like it is. Okay, I just have no audio in my headset, apparently. Let's stop. Rivendell? Is that what it's called? Riverdale? No, that's the show. I'm weird. Have you ever seen me without this hat? Okay, never mind. That's a dumb Riverdale reference. Hi, this is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. New time slot, had a little bit of a scheduling issue, so unfortunately we don't get that, like, we've been doing a show for 7 seasons kind of treatment, and instead we get the, like, freshman treatment.
Next term.
Yeah, next term, hopefully. Yeah, I think neither of us have mixes. I still haven't really gotten a good DAW on my new computer at this point. I've just been busy, and I have no idea how to transfer Ableton from one computer to the other without asking them to do it. So.
Yeah. I don't either.
Yeah. But in any case,
music, electronic
music. Yeah, electronic music. Wild.
So we're back. If this is your first time hearing, because you normally tune in at this time, because you're cool and a night owl, this is cool music that you'll enjoy because it makes you cool to listen to cool music. So listen to cool music with us till 2 a.m.
2 a.m.
I actually think a lot of people are up now.
Oh, yeah,
I don't
know
if they're listening to radio. If they are, they're probably all drunk, but, you know, suit yourself. We don't condone
drinking alcohol.
We don't condone it.
And we've never drank alcohol ever because we're on a radio station.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It just is simply a thing that exists. To deny it would be...
We live in a world of alcohol.
But that's a whole nother...
Yeah,
that's
a whole nother can of worms.
Anyways, this week we're playing a bunch of really cool music, and it's going to be really fun. This is a lot of stuff I personally have found, like, over break, and just want to play. Diego, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Should we play experimental stuff, or should we play house-related stuff?
Honestly, let's go wild. Let's do whatever we want.
Whatever we want.
We can swap.
Oh my god.
We're gonna do experimental into house into, what's the new Genshin album called?
Okay, that save Genshin talk for the midway.
Yeah. We can't jump into it that quick.
There's been a lot of remixes of Noisia's album by, like, all these crazy artists, and they all go super ham. I'm probably going to play a bunch of those or stuff related to that. We'll see. There's a lot of random stuff. Anyways, first up, we're going to play Fimbulwetter by Ymir. This went crazy. This is like a Christmas miracle song. So
you know Harrison loves his Ymir.
I do. But this actually goes crazy. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Ox 1 or 2.
We're
getting back into the groove.
One.
All right. Let's crank
that. 2, 1.
Slowly fade near, hidden from the eye. Bearing the frost, there's a warning sign. Everyone gather your torches, arm your forces, for the monsters come. Yeah.
Last night, by myself again, dreaming way too far ahead. Stupid, yeah, I know it is. I can't help myself. 2 months, I don't understand why you still post up in my head when you don't know who I am. It makes perfect sense that nothing will happen. I'm just surprised.
Maybe I fail. staring at the sky, 'cause I'm still too high. Thinking about you, 'cause you're the closest thing to a real life friend. And
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I was told that maybe mic 4 wasn't working super great for Harrison, so we're going to try mic 3.
Mic 3.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. That's the ticket, baby. So really quickly, what we just heard was, do you want to say the Ymir song?
Fimbulvetr.
Fimbulvetr.
It's based off some Nordic myth.
Yeah, in case you were wondering, it's on the release label. Ymir, 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 Ymir.
Fun fact, it is inspired by both the Squid Game sound, like the do 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 that part, and then also mainly Carol of the Bells. It was a Christmas song. It was actually released for Christmas.
That's sick.
And he's some wintery Norse figure.
Yeah.
So very cool.
Carol of the Bells is like one of my favorite Christmas songs. There's a lot of fun like electronic takes on it too. And then next we had Autumn Leaves by Bishu, which Harrison told me is really cool. He made that on a Twitch stream and like polled about things that he should put in the song.
Bishu, not me.
Yeah. Sorry. Bishu made the song on a Twitch stream with like polls, so like the community could like vote on like what should be in the song.
So they would say, he would say, is this trap or house, this kick or this kick, this type of sound or this type of sound, or what should the chord progression be?
That's really cool.
And they would vote on everything, and then it was released on Monster Cat, and it's a crazy cool song too.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
And then next we had Parallel Heartbreak by Moira Kismet. And then Maybe by Jay Kutch and Adam Tell, which I think just came out today, which is fun. Fear of Dying by Alice in Wonderland. And finally, Orpheus by Seven Lions and Jason Ross. Now's the time of the show where we'll do our public service announcement. Do you want to take it, Harrison, or should I?
You can, Diego. Take it away.
I will. Let's see here.
I can't find a good one. They all look super weird.
No, what about the no-kill Circle of Caring? From Jennifer Sachs. Circle of Caring at the Hospice of the Good Shepherd, a nonprofit, non-sectarian, community-based home care agency located at 2042 Beacon Street, Newton, invites you to an informal open house. Why were there no periods in that sentence? The open house is held on the first Friday of each month from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. This can't still be going on, right? Do you know how old this binder is? Okay, sorry. The hospice provides compassionate care to people with life-limiting illnesses living either at home or in nursing homes. If you are considering hospice care for a loved one or are interested in exploring volunteer or career opportunities, come meet with the staff and learn more about the program. Please call Jennifer at 617-969-6130 for additional information. Yeah, that's
it
all.
May still be happening. I'm just saying that for perhaps liability reason. I don't know.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. Sorry, I probably shouldn't have said that.
It's okay.
At the same time though, like
it's 1 a.m.
If you're questioning about whether or not you should go into hospice, there's like a really good chance you shouldn't be listening to Ymir at like 1 in the morning.
True. But if you are, I think you've done something right with your life, and yeah. I commend you.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like you're still kicking. okay. funny jokes. All right.
So, Genshin
Impact.
So that's
Did
a game.
Did you miss us? Did you miss us?
We both got Zhongli.
Yeah, like mine was, I think, 2 hours before his banner ended.
And mine was a day before or so.
Yeah.
But I still had like 0 gems, and I finally, I think, got one for free or fate. From like miHoYo or HoYoVerse now.
The HoYoVerse.
And they were like, here's a free gem. And I pulled and I got him. But and as soon as I did, all the leaks came out from
Iado.
Yeah. And now I am mad because he looks busted.
Yeah, he looks really gross. Like good gross.
Yeah. And his animations are so pretty too.
Yeah. So they've really been stepping it up on the animation front, yeah, for sure. Like Amber's Burst is like a red circle.
Yeah.
That's like all it is. And then like now with Yaimiko, her like each little fox turret thing has like its own like movement animation.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. Except it's a big file and I'm out of space on my phone.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's
but true. Apparently they're making it smaller, so you should definitely download.
Let's go. Condensed resin.
Also new app coming out soon of Seven Deadly Sins video game at some point.
Oh, really?
Which is pretty much Genshin, except looks like it could be almost better or like a contender for it. Fun takes there. Maybe we'll switch this segment to be talking about that the whole time.
Seven Deadly Sins mobile game. Let's go. Also, the Hunter, like, they've been working on a Greed Island app that's supposed to come out, like, this year, I think.
Whoa. While.
I don't know. Have you ever seen Hunter?
Yeah.
I just started it, like, this year.
I watched it all. It's going to take you too much time.
I'm in the middle of the Chimera Ant arc right now.
Oh, I just started watching it this year. It's pretty much at the end of the show.
Is that really?
Yeah.
I'm cruising.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, it was like in that weird week before school started, but gotcha. I was still home.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Since then, I don't think I've opened anime once because my brother's getting on my case. He's like, you need to watch the new Attack on Titan. And I'm like, don't worry, Dalton. I'm going to be watching it all tomorrow. I finally caught up. I've gotten ahead of all my
projects.
It's a good
use of our weekends.
Yeah, exactly. Long weekend, President's Day.
Yeah.
Time to watch Eren Yeager.
Except I got a deadline on Tuesday for a huge project, so...
That's so lame.
Gonna spend that. But it's fun. It's creative writing. Ooh. Oh.
Ooh. Wow. What, do you have like a topic or can you...
I'm gonna write about a boy and a cow walking down a graystone road. Graystone being one word. It's a...
Yeah.
Fantasy thing that I came up with.
I see. A boy and a cow.
A boy and his cow. And then the cow dies. Spoilers. I haven't written it yet.
Is it Arataki Ito?
No, but that would make it so much worse. I'd cry. Anyways, let's get back to playing bangers.
Yeah. So this next part.
Next part is crazy. You guys are about to go ape
mode.
It's actually
2016
insane.
Broke me. 2017 I was still broken. 2018 I got back up. 2019 ape mode.
2020 everything fell apart. And now it's 2021.
Yeah,
it's still 2021.
It's
2021. What are you talking about?
Sorry.
Do you think it's 2022? You're wrong. I'm gonna gaslight you. It's 2021. It just was 2021, the new year. That's how time works, Diego.
But how, what about...
No. It was like a leap year.
What about the League of Legends Lunar Year event? It can't be wrong.
It was like a leap year. So.
Oh.
Or no. Like a solstice.
Like we leaped over an entire year.
It was like the solstice. So we go back a year. It's 2021 again. Okay. Anyways, time for music. It's 1 a.m.
Yeah,
this is what you're going to get
from here on out. And plus, like, neither of us... Well, I don't know about you, but I haven't really been able to play a ton of Genshin lately.
Me
so my
neither.
Genshin anecdotes are like very limited.
I've also kind of gotten fed up with it, but that's a separate story.
The sacrilege.
And Koyama is not a fun region.
Oh, I haven't even gotten there yet.
Nice. Time for music.
Time for music. Music. Music.
Music if the Wi-Fi turns back on.
No! Oh, that's so sad. In the meantime, I'm going to, like, bring the volume down just a little bit so that if it does come on, we don't get,
okay,
like,
good,
blasted.
Good.
Oh, we're good?
Maybe?
Yes. There we go! Music.
Three.
Music.
It is The Action by Ahi and Something.
Something. Perfect.
Some action. Oh, work. I was trying to tell you about that real shit. Tell you about that real shit. Back. Real shit. Back. Do it like, okay. Trap, work.
Lekker. attention and are present at rituals, and they are so powerful, and they need the blood because they are, in fact, when they take human shape, and reptilians. Into a room.
And the eating of, consuming of sacrifice, and they are involved in that.
You've seen them do that?
Yes, I have seen them do that.
All right. Well, we're getting to that point of the show where we have to say goodbye. But not yet. We have 8 minutes left.
So we'll go through the tracks we played and then play one more then.
Sure. So what you just heard was Reptilians by Noisia, Mevjus, and Hybris. That was the
Chi remix.
And then before that was Lekker by Hustle Athletics. And before that...
Postage remix.
Oh, sorry, what?
The postage...
P-O-S-I-J. Yeah, baby.
Crazy. These are all like the leaders in this crazy alt...
genre.
Experimental coolness.
Let's go. We didn't play anything by Weezer. I think that was probably whatever it's called. What is it? Riverdale, like getting starting. Anyway, we also played It Gets Jughead. Lonely by Kamo and Nigis by Imanu and the Caracal Project.
Yeah, they both have stuff on this Noisia remix. This is also crazy, so check that out, too.
And then finally, we opened up this segment with The Action by Ahi and something, which was awesome.
It's such a good
track.
That
song is sick. Finally, to take us out, we're going to play the new Odessa track, The Last Goodbye.
Yeah, very fitting.
It's very, very nice.
It's late at night, and we all want to say goodbye. See you next week from 1 to 2 a.m. on Saturday.
Also, it's going to be a little awkward because we're going to have to interlude like in about a minute to say like you're listening to this and that before we...
No, we can say it at the very end.
Oh, so true. Because there's no one after us, right?
I have no idea. Goodbye. Okay.
Bye. Here comes Odessa.
let me down easy. For your love for me is gone. Let me down easy. Since you feel to stay here alone, I know it's all over. But the last goodbye.
All right, so that was the new Odessa song, Last Goodbye, featuring Bedier Lavet.